Well, hello, Kenneth.
Hi, Kendra.
Are you going to let the listeners down, or should I?
I'll let you do it. I'll be back here in the shadows.
Yeah, just whenever anything bad happens, just check out Ken. He's back there in the shadows. No, it's not something bad. It's just that this is going to be an ultra, ultra short episode.
Yep.
Because we're releasing our episode on Thursday as part of a cool thing that we're doing with Anchor, our podcast hosting.
Yeah. And you'll learn more about that on Thursday.
Yeah, it's like a cool mystery.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's why we did it. So we're into sleuthing, and that's what we're here for.
Try not to tune in on Thursday at this point.
I give you like 10 seconds. Thursday morning, you wake up, you're listening. Oh,
with bated breath.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it just so happens that our 20th episode, mm-hmm. which is a pretty big number.
Right.
20.
I mean, we've done a lot of these.
Yeah.
And you've listened to way too many
of these. Well, thank you.
We thank you for it. We're so thankful.
But it's going to be an abbreviated one. 20. Yeah.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
Oh, man. Well, I have a question for you, Kendra.
What's that?
How's the search going?
What search?
Just the general search. We've talked about it the last few weeks. How's it going?
It's going co-star, good.
Other stuff.
Oh, like my astrological vibe?
Yeah.
I think it's going well.
Anything new?
No, but I am starting to realize that really it just applies to different people. Just different things apply to different people.
Well, right. But you mean it's completely random, or do you mean like some of it is worthy of the cherry pick?
Exactly. And cherry picking it makes me question, but...
I had a question, though.
Okay,
because I downloaded the CoStar app, and we became immediate friends on that.
Yes.
And you remain my only friend on that.
hey, everyone else, you can also become... What's your username?
Do I have to... It's Ken Ballgame.
That's classic.
Yeah, it's classic me.
It's literally the worst username, and it's on everything you have.
Wait, you don't like that username? You haven't told me till now? You've been letting me go around as Ken Ballgame?
No, I like it because it's so perfect, but, like, it's so funny.
Do you like it because it's so perfect because it sucks because I suck?
No, it's just, like, you know what I mean. Like, it's like...
Are you laughing at me behind my back? Am I, like, the old, like, old guy that you laugh at?
You know that's true.
Oh, I knew my anger was founded in something... True.
No, I just think Ken Ballgame is funny because it's like, you don't even watch baseball.
No, honestly.
You don't like sports.
Honestly, I picked it to be goofy. But it's one of those things where you picked the joke, like I did it years ago for like Twitter or something. And I was like, great, this is a goofy
That's
name.
Funny.
It's funny. But then as the years go by, you want to be like, you want to like let everyone know. Like
it was
hey,
a
I
joke
did that
like
on
that.
Purpose, all right? I don't think it's a cool thing.
Because
some people are like, hey, Ken Ballgame. And I'm like,
No, I call you that sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Well, also, I do think that like, it's like when you're like, 12 and you're doing something for irony and it's like then you grow up and you're like, whoa, kitty cat lover is a weird email address.
Just a heads up, I was 33. It doesn't really help me in this case. But I had a question on CoStar.
Okay.
How do you go about reading it? Because I've tried to get in there and really use it or look
like
at it.
Day to day.
And it's just a lot, it seems. Like, do you have to like commit to reading all this? Because then I would go to like, so it's chart and then there's update section, and then the update section is sort of, and I know I'm speaking something visually here, but just if you could just let me read through this a little bit. It has these sections, and the first one's called Luck and Opportunity, and the three parts of Luck and Opportunity are intense transformation, sex and aggression, and then something called Emotional World. Whoa, like what? Have you read through this enough where you know...
So I've gone through the charts. I'm pretty sure, at least how I see it, is this is how things are changing. So luck and opportunity is like positive things are happening in your intense transformation, sex and aggression, and emotional world. And then there's changes happening in this thing. Like this is where you'll see some changes. And then frustrations and challenges. These are all the things that are maybe not doing so hot for you. Or
ego and identity is right there, Kendra.
You know,
but responsibility and limits, love and tenderness, thinking and communication. The things on the up for me are sex and aggression, and the things on the down for me are responsibility and limits, ego and identity, love and tenderness, and thinking and communication. I am not a fan of CoStar, Kendra. I do not like it. Oh my god! Yeah. But I do that. I was like wondering why they put sex and aggression together. It just seemed weird to me.
I think it's. And I now think I'm it's even like more... a drive kind of thing. Yeah, like that type of drive. You know, some things link things. I personally, I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
I don't like the updates nearly as much as I like the just chart.
Chart. Okay.
The chart's the fun part, and the chart it goes chart's from like
the fun part. Yeah.
Maybe that's my Virgo coming out.
Oh yeah.
But the charts are the fun part.
That makes sense. You Virgo would like the charts. Yeah.
It's classic. It's classic us. But then, have you done where we compatible together?
Yeah, I've looked at it before, but it doesn't make any sense to me. All right, compatibility, because it starts saying stuff like intellect and communication, Gemini to Leo. You're not a Leo, and you have no Leo tendencies.
No, 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 no. I do have. I have a Leo in my something. My Venus. My Venus is a Leo or something.
I didn't see any. Oh, Mercury and Leo.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything? All right. Well.
Wait, what does Mercury mean? That's me and my like most honest self or something.
How you
like
communicate, talk, think, and process information.
The classic.
That's where I guess we do communicate pretty well.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, since we're total opposites in every other way.
Yeah. Wow.
Your updates, you know, you don't have your sex and aggression all over the place like me. God. Yep.
I have none. Oh, God. Okay. Oh. Oh my god, stop talking over me, Jesus.
Sorry. Kendra, you know I respect you more than anything, right? You know that.
Yeah, I do. So, that's kind of...
That's it.
It, but...
We'll be back Thursday.
Yeah, tune in on Thursday. On Thursday, we're going to be talking about Like Father,
yep.
Which is a new film on Netflix. With
film?
I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
With... Kristen Bell and yep. Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, you know, really book club this thing, you could watch it before then. But if you want to just enjoy our sweet, sweet commentary, you can just tune in on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you're going to find out what this big surprise was.
Oh, my God.
It's so not big. Oh, you're going to be so disappointed. I can't wait. Okay. So follow us on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah.
At Degrees of Perry.
At Degrees of Perry.
Oh, this makes me want to say what this show is about. I always forget to say what the show's about.
Are you going to do it at the end?
No.